very much.
Yes, sir. Board's going to stand recess for about 10 minutes, please. Shoot. We now call the meeting back to order.
So it's application 11938 Henry and Margaret Benaquista seek variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of North Squirrel Run and Main Boulevard, approximately 872 feet west of Wilking Road, Route 288. The 911 address is 32432 North Squirrel Run, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 725. Specifically, they were requesting a 4-foot variance, a 9.7-foot variance, and a 4-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition, 5 mail returns, and we received 6 letters in support. And I believe Mr. Schaub just submitted a seventh one. And this one's from Barbara Grinder and Christina Corelli, that they live across the street, and they have no objection to the variance for the shed or the deck. And then we have a letter from Barbara Zavalorin and Peter Zavalorin, they have no issues with the shed and the location of it, and that they are located right next door. We have a letter from Richard and Cindy Vandery, that they the existing shed and above said property are beautiful, and we have no problem with it as it exists in its location. They maintain their home and property in an excellent condition, and they have no objection. And we have a letter from Rick and Debbie Hoffman that they live behind the common area across from the applicants, and they have no objection to the application. And the same for Debbie and Bo Kelly, that they have no objection to the shed or the back deck. And then we have Michael Conroy and Pamela Conroy, that they are adjacent to the applicants, and they have no objection to the application. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening again. It's getting into night, I suppose.
Yes.
I can't say good night. That's what I say when I leave. This
Mr. Schaub, you want to get them sworn in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Good morning. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Henry.
Thank you. Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening again. I am here on behalf of the applicants. And again, this is a unique situation, but I think one that you see often, and it's the result of the corner. It's the corner lot problem with large structures. Basically, the Benaquist has bought a brand new house, and the house itself meets the variances, but I suppose it's common sense that nobody sits down to him and says, but by the way, if you ever want to add anything to your house, you can't, because you're already right up against the lot, the setbacks on your back and one side, and the setbacks on the the two fronts or the corners are so large they can never add anything. So anyway, when they bought the house, the house was there and it had a very small deck in the back. And it turns out that what they found was the deck was so small, and it has a door, not a sliding door, but a swinging door, that so when you opened the door, you couldn't stand on the deck because the door opened onto the deck and it was so small. It was basically steps that went up to a little platform and there was a door there. And it was actually dangerous for them. So they hired a contractor and they said, we have to change this so we don't kill ourselves trying to go in and out of our back steps. And so what was done was the deck that is presently there is added. But unfortunately, the house was exactly 10 feet from the property line when the deck was, before the deck was done. And therefore, that created a variance situation. The chimney, now the chimney existed with the house. And I suppose the CO should never have been issued in the first place for this house without the chimney variance. The Benequistas did not add that chimney. It was there when the house was built, and it can encroach into the setback 2 feet, but it in fact encroaches 4 feet. So it's four. So that's a 5-inch variance needed there on the chimney. And then the shed is kind of an interesting one. They hired a contractor to put a shed. And they thought it was going to be a standalone shed. And a standalone shed would have been a 5-foot variance. And just because of the way the world works, he built the shed that you see on the house, which is very attractive. It looks very much like it's part of the house. But by being attached, it needs to be 10 feet from the line. So if it had been unattached, it could have been 5. But by being attached, it was 10. They got their permits, they hired contractors, they did everything they thought they were supposed to do, and then they found out that both the shed was a violation. I think the county told them of the shed.
Yes.
And then when they had the survey done, they just saw the deck, and then when I came over planning and zoning, we learned about the chimney. So although they haven't been there all that long, and it's a new home, they have these three variances that basically they have to have to use the house. As I say, the chimney was there with the house. They did not build it. Shed, no question. They did add that shed. And the deck, they expanded a deck, but it turns out, I suppose the first landing that was there was allowed because it was just steps, I suppose. But I don't know that for a fact. They have so many people writing in favor of them not just because they're very nice people, but because they do an excellent job of taking care of their property. What they have done to it since has improved it drastically. And it's also nice that as the pictures can show, you can sort of tell that anybody affected would be probably most affected. If anyone's adversely affected by an encroachment, it's going to typically be the person closest to that. And in the rear, which is the closest, there's a large open area behind them. So there is no neighbor that abuts up to them in the rear. So there really is nobody to be adversely affected other than all the people who wrote letters saying they were not adversely affected. And I can't imagine better proof of not being adversely affected. At this point, can't otherwise be developed without taking off the shed on the side. Now, one could say, well, gee, someone should have known 10-foot, 5-foot variance, and Benequistas agree. Someone should have known. They thought their contractor knew. It was added, but in retrospect, it's probably a good thing. I think the attached shed is probably a far more attractive, appealing structure than a standalone shed in that same place would be that was 5 feet away and near the house. So they believe that the shed is something that should be able to remain. The deck truly for them was a safety issue. How big it had to be, I guess it could have been any different size, but any size deck was going to need a variance. And for them, they couldn't come in and out of their out of their back door. And as they will tell you, it's the kind of thing you don't notice. You're looking at a new house. You don't notice those kind of things until you have armload of groceries and you try to open a door and stand on a little landing where you learn you're going to fall. Certainly will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And good, I put neighborhood here, not applicant. Everything is well built, very nice looking, compatible with the rest of the neighborhood. And again, what's better proof than all the neighbors writing and saying yes, the same things? They are the minimum variances that are needed to allow the Benequistas to have reasonable use of the property. And we ask that the variances be granted. And Mr. Benequista, how about you stand up? And have you listened to what I said?
Yes, sir.
To the best of your knowledge, is most of what I said pretty true?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you'd like to add to what I said?
No, sir.
Let me ask you about the steps in the back, the deck, the safety issue. Could you explain just a little bit to the board about that?
Yes, as we would leave or try to come into the back, we would step on the deck and the steps were right there that led down to the yard, and chances of falling into the step area was extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And when you had this deck built and the shed built, you paid someone to do that. You didn't do that yourself.
Yes,
is that correct?
I hired two contractors. One contractor was from the builder who actually built the home. He was a supervisor, and he built the deck for us. I thought he knew what he was doing as far as variances and everything that was concerned to build that. And I guess he wasn't, and he didn't.
But you need something of comparable size on the rear to make its entry and exit from your house safe.
It's very safe right now with the railings and with the way the steps are placed now. You can walk 2 or 3 feet, 4 feet onto the deck before you come close to the existing steps.
And the chimney was on the house when you bought it, right?
Yes, it was.
And the shed, would you say that the attached shed is more attractive than a standalone shed might be?
Oh, much so. The shed is beautiful. I mean, it looks like it's part of the home. That it was, when the home was built, the shed was built with the home. It matches perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any other questions or witnesses.
All right. Thank you. We'll see if we have some questions. I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Benequista, did you, when you hired your contractors, did they get the permits for you?
Well, I believe everything that was needed to be done, that they would take care of it, yes.
Right. You didn't come and get the permits.
No, I didn't do anything personally.
And do you have the name and address of the contractors or contractor?
Yeah, the shed contractor was Ennis. Dick Ennis.
Dick Ennis.
Was the contractor for the shed.
Okay.
And the contractor for the deck was the supervisor for Insight Homes that built in our area.
Okay. I know you probably don't have it with you now, but can you call the office tomorrow and provide telephone number or address, preferably address, for those people?
If the person still works for Insight Home, I probably can.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. And the 50 feet width of property behind you, is that a common area?
Yes, all common areas.
Okay. So you've got at least 50 feet to the next neighbor's property line?
Yes, I do, sir. And okay. If you were to take a look on Marie Boulevard, which is the main avenue, and if you were to look down the common area, our deck is no further out than the rest of the decks along Squirrel Run.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Mr. Johnson?
No questions.
Yep. Mr. Beckers?
No questions.
Mr. Wortman? And I have none. Mr. Sharp?
And Ms. Cornwell, in looking at this survey, is there a front yard variance needed for the house?
No, and this is in a cluster subdivision, so the front yard setback is actually 25 feet.
Okay, thank you. And then Mr. Benequista, if you could step back up. I presume there's no interior access to that shed, to the home?
No, there isn't, sir.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant, you know, he relied on another individual or individuals to provide him with the proper setbacks, licensed contractors in the state, if you will. I think that that constitutes that it was not created by the applicant. Obviously, the structures are there now, and I think that the fact that there's a 50 feet of common area adjacent to the, especially the rear violation, that that creates a uniqueness, I think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard testimony that the neighbors don't have an issue with the request, and so and we did not hear that any testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood. Don't feel that it would be detrimental to public welfare, and I think they are asking for a minimum to afford relief. I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,938 and ask that the applicant provide information so that our council can send a letter to the contractors.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,938. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,938 is approved.